Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team Trading Podcast, here with Jake, our trading expert. How are you, Jake? How are we prepared for Black Friday?
Oh man, I'm doing good. So busy right now this time of year for traders and the trading community with Black Friday approaching and all the market implications it has. But I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm enjoying the market components that are going on this week. I think there's a lot of confusion. I think there's a lot of speculation about what could or couldn't come. And yeah. I think it's going to be a really exciting week for sure with Black Friday approaching.
I wanted to ask you, so maybe let's get back a little bit in time to last week, what happened last week, because in 1 or 2 days, I think we saw a market crash bigger than ever like this year. And there is a lot of speculation about icon SBCs. We've got some icon SBCs, but not the, let's say, the base icon SBC, repeatable one. So maybe let's connect a little bit the dots and tell everybody what happened and why everybody panicked so much.
Definitely. So guys, the interesting thing with this year is that EA is bringing back individual icon SBCs. But the thing about these cards is, which we got Figo, Zanetti, and Van der Sar, as you see right here, the thing about it was everyone knew they were coming. EA put a kind of tentative date on it. It wasn't specific like November 18th or anything like that, but it said late November we were going to get them. So everyone knew that they would be coming, and it was likely going to be a Thursday or a Friday, somewhere near the weekend where they'd have a good amount of users on for completion and just to see them. So there was a lot of speculation that they would come, and that kind of created like a huge pause in the market where no one really wanted to do anything until it came, because for people who have icons in their team or trade icons, they wanted to see who came because it could significantly drop them in price. Like if Van der Sar was, say he came out at 250K, he's only about 300, but the cheaper they are, the more completed they're going to get. I think out of these three, only Van der Sar has decent completion, as you can see by the likes and dislikes down here.
Yeah.
He's a good keeper. A lot of people have those MLS objectives. He's relatively decent value if you have untradeables. These other two, you can buy off the market for like pretty much the same price, plus or minus, and then you can resell them and barely lose anything. So I wouldn't recommend Figo or Zanetti by any means, but Van der Sar is decent. So basically, we knew that these icon SBCs were approaching, and that created a big pause and a lot of fear going into it, because if they were really good icons at a really good price, it would have definitely crashed the market further, as a lot of people sunk coins into untradables and they lose a lot of liquidity and they can't buy players for their team, or they lose a lot of liquid coins. So that kind of created it, and we saw the market take a big dip towards it.
Also, what we had, and it's very good you are on the screen. So, guys, if you're listening, don't forget to watch also on YouTube, because Jake is showing us on Footbin. So this week we've got also the remaining player of the month. So Lewandowski, we've got Bamba for League One. That wasn't so desired, I would say.
No, jeez.
Yeah. And of course, with the completion of Oyarzabal and Heung-min Son, so before the Player of the Month announcements, we could have like a lot of top tier cards as Player of the Month. We only had Lewandowski and Heung-min Son, but I think it didn't affect the market so much.
No, and that's another thing we saw with the effect of icons. A lot of people have untradables, and EA has been really pushing and gearing people towards untradables. You see that with the packs they give back, right? So for daily SBCs, they often give back untradables. For rivals, if you take the untradables, you pretty much get twice as many packs or a lot better packs. There's tons of situations like that. The league SBCs, a ton of those packs are untradable. So EA is pretty much stocking your clubs full of untradables. And I think they do that in theory, like we always talk about, to say, oh, I can do that SBC a lot cheaper. And we did actually see that. So on Friday, when these three icons came, people kind of laughed and were like, I'm not doing them, or at least I'm not doing Figo or Zanetti, and I have a lot of untradables. What should I do? So you actually saw Lewandowski get completed like crazy, I think, on that Friday. And there's no proof of completion. You can't really see how many people have done him. But what you could see, guys, is that Goretzka in form and in from Kimmich literally jumped like 30 to 40 or 50K on some of those cards in like an hour or two. So people all said, oh, I'm not going to do those. Those are too much. But I still want to do something with my untradeables. And they definitely preferred this Lewandowski and Khedira. Those two were done pretty heavily. This Bamba seemed pretty laughable in price considering Neymar's the same position in the same league. I know he's got a really good card, but I think people that picked him for the vote thought it would be like a cheap option. And 350K, I don't necessarily consider cheap. And I think based off the likes and dislikes, you can see that people felt the same.
Yeah, and one thing I want to mention here is that, of course, with the, let's say, with the appearance of this player of the month, I don't know, I feel like we are missing something this year. I don't know what we are missing, but definitely we are missing something special in terms of special cards. Probably you guys watching or listening feel me the same. I mean, personally, I have a lot of untradeables in my club.
Exactly.
But there is no card until now which I really, really wanted to have in my squad. Untradeable player SBC. So I think we are missing that until this point.
Agree. I think a lot of people did Atal just because he was relatively cheap. I don't necessarily think that he's like a incredible, insane card or a lot of people will fit him in. But I think it's one of those SBCs where people are like, he is good. I can use him as a super sub. I'll get him. But nothing that is like a crazy overpowered SBC. Like we think of course, the Ryan Kent last year. Scream PK, I actually just posted him on Twitter, and you guys remember how good he was. He was a super early SBC, but he was really meta for months, and a lot of people rocked him for, like I said, months. And we don't have that right now, and I think people's clubs are really full, so I definitely suspect that there will be really good content this week. We're recording this on Monday. Friday should begin Black Friday, the event, so I think between now and Friday, we're going to see some major good content because in EA's plan, guys, they want you to feel poor. They want you to be broke. They don't want you to have less liquid coins so that you are going to think about, or the average user is going to be thinking about buying FIFA points on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. That's really what they want to do. And right now, I think people are too rich and people have too much in their club for EA's liking. So I think we're going to get some really good content this week for sure.
So you're expecting like a very good, some very, very good player SBCs? Are you expecting something different? Like what's, tell us, what do you think? What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, it's really tricky. And for you guys that may or may not know, we actually got a base icon and mid icon code the other day, and I think those are for icon swaps, to be honest. But the base icon SBC code, I think, has been in the game already, so they can drop that at any time. And that's what people are speculating on.
Yeah.
To me, that makes sense. I think they need something really big. And part of this reason, too, guys, is because if fodder is retaining a really good value, people will also see more values in those packs. So it's kind of a win-win situation for EA to do this. And it can be through some really good player SBCs, like Florian said. It could be flashbacks, like a flashback Robin at a good value, or a Ribery, or, you know, just some of those really desirable players at a relatively fair price. That would might do the trick. But it could also be repeatable, like that base icon. And I do see some huge stuff coming. I won't guarantee what it will be, but should come in the next few days for sure.
But I agree with you here, Jake. Personally, and you know my theory this year, I didn't do any SBCs. I did Atal, but he was very cheap, and James, he was also very cheap. So I have stocked a lot of players in my club, tradable and untradable. Bought the tradable ones, bought at very good prices. I feel like you're right with this. Something should come next.
If a base icon did come, Florian, and it was like 500 to 600K,
no, the answer is no.
Okay, I was just checking.
No, my purpose this year, and I wrote this on Twitter, is to save coins, to save all the fitness game coins which I'm not spending, to not do any let's say, any lucky SBC. And the lucky SBC is like Team of the Week repeatable. It's like icon base icon SBC and so on. So I'm only doing a certain SBC if I'm guaranteed to get a player who I really, really like. And my purpose this year is to have enough coins in January when Team of the Year comes, and to buy some players and to get a team then.
Yep, I agree. I think that's a great approach, and that's what we advocate on here, is just knowing what you get. I also know that foot is, you know, has to be fun for people, and I understand if they want to take a gamble on base icon, and we never care what people do, guys. Like, yes, we give advice and we say things like, be really picky about what you do, because you might want those coins. Like, for example, if a base icon comes and you do two of them, you just spent 1 million coins. Like, probably the majority of players that you would want, you can just go buy them, you know, like with those 1 million coins. So, yeah, but if you're doing it for fun, or you want your favorite streamer to open it, or they're doing a few, it's whatever. It's just have fun with the game. But either way, I expect some good content this week. I think it's a win-win for EA's perspective with lifting fodder's prices and draining coins before Black Friday, whatever it might be.
And just a situation here to add to this topic. So this weekend, I think it was the first weekend for myself, when my first weekend in November, while playing, having the game and playing Ultimate Team, I didn't play any Weekend League game. And until now, I was playing the Weekend League games. I wasn't playing them for qualifying for any competition or something, but to make sure I have a chance for a red player pick, a good red player pick. But I've learned a lesson very fast this year, and then I realized the rewards are quite bad in terms of red player picks. And I'm not investing any more of my time in that. Maybe later, if the Team of the Weeks or rewards get better. And I want to advise you guys to take a look at Division Rivals rewards for Division 5 Rank 2. Because Division Rivals Rank 2 in Division 5, it's the same in as in Division 1, I think, one of the rewards there. So you can get, if you get untradeable ones, you can get two rare players pack, you can get two mega packs and some jumbo gold packs. So that's a lot of packs if you wanna take the packs and open the packs. So I would advise you guys to do that in this situation now, in which if you play the Weekend League, you don't have enough points to get the rivals, it's better to do that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Moving further, so this week we had also, I don't know if to ask you about the current Team of the Week or to ask you about the next Team of the Week, because you told me before in previous podcast that we are expecting maybe a best of Team of the Week, and I feel like EA needs to put some big players, still needs to put some big players in this, let's say, format. I know Cristiano scored 2 goals this weekend. Maybe we hope for EA pushing him in the squad. What do you say?
I definitely think he'll be in. I really do. I think they did that with Messi. I think we talked about that on the last podcast, but they totally forced him in. I think they'll do the same with Cristiano. I expect definitely a best of Team of the Week in packs for Black Friday. It's either they do that, or, and they have done this before too, or they just do like a best of period, right? So it could be best of Team of the Week, or it could be best of Road to the Final, like a Sissoko, a Renato Sanchez, a best of Rule Breakers. So they could do one of those two things. They typically do the best of Team of the Week, SBC, Team of the Week, because they can couple it with an SBC. So they make that tradable and untradable, so people spam it to keep fodders up. So I do think we see best of Team of the Week for sure. It's just a matter if they add in these other cards, which would be pretty fun, right? If you see Sissoko, Renato Sanchez back in packs, you're probably far more likely to start opening them.
Very fun, but I don't know about the people holding them.
No, I agree with that. I think it's so early. You know, I think a lot of people did invest in these, and I even did recommend investing in some of these, specifically Bebu. He went down to like 80K. Kessie dropped a lot when Kadira came because they're the same position. That's called substitute trading. Mm-hmm. So 150K was his absolute lowest, and it was literally the day before he went out of pack. So that was awesome. He went down to 150. He's already back to 180 plus. That's really massive profit there. Right now, guys, trading is a lot more open too, like just trading with Road to the Final, trading with Informs, because so many people are still invested in those SBC fodder cards and really hoping for some content this week, which, like we talked about, it might be rightfully so, but that means a lot less people are able to invest in these other cards.
Here, just a comment here, Jake. This year we have Champions League and Europa League again. It's stage four. And at this point, I know for sure some teams will definitely be on the list for out of the group stage. Yep. And in the next week, so in the next 3 weeks, there will be the big moves for Champions League and Europa League. Definitely. For some, I mean, in 3 weeks, it's already December, like in the first week of December, we will know who are the teams qualified, and it will be a nice thing to do some moves if you have them, or if you want to buy them during the games. If a certain team qualifies, it would be some good moves to do if you're watching the games also.
Totally. And like Florian said, cards start moving a lot towards those last few games, right? Because it's make or break, right? If a card is not going to get upgraded, they're going to fall a lot in price. But if a team that is right on the brink, right, they could either make it through or not, and they start performing well and they get some goals in that game, you're going to see these cards actively rise in price as that game is going on.
Yeah, and I'm planning to do this also, you know, guys, in the last stages. I'm always watching a game or two and buying the cards if they do some nice results there.
Definitely.
I wanted to ask you about the fodder discussion. Is it still too late to buy them? How do you feel? I know it's a risky move. I know a lot of people already have them. Personally, I have them. I have them not necessarily for trading, but more towards having some cheap fodders in my squad to do the SBCs if they come out. Is this still too late? How do you advise Jake here?
Yeah, so guys, I just went down to, I'm not sure if I've done this on stream or on recording, so I just want to make sure you saw that. I went to cheapest buy rating. This is an awesome perspective to get kind of what the current going rate is for a certain rating, right? So 83s are like 1.7K. 84s are 3.5, 3.6K, whatever. 85s are around 7.5K. So you can just get a perspective of where they're at, and it can help you really monitor prices of specific ratings throughout the year. And right now, I am going to say prices are up. They're definitely increased. If you look about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, you'll find prices were significantly lower. I think you could get Handanovic around 21 or 22K at that time, maybe even a little cheaper than that. These goalkeepers were closer to 30K. So they have inflated around 15 to 20%. But keep in mind, we've also got some content they can be used in with that Kadira, with that Lewandowski, with that Bamba, if anyone's doing him, or even Van der Sar, the most liked icon out of a few. But they still definitely have room to go. We haven't seen a crazy in-demand SBC like Florian said, not one that a ton of people are going to do. And it's kind of funny, one thing you're seeing consistently with these cards, and it's really funny to me, is you're seeing them rise a little bit, like a K or two, every time before 6 p.m. content, because people are expecting those big things, and then if it doesn't come, you'll see a big drop-off. So it's funny to watch, because you see people start preparing, and then they're like, oh, nothing came, I'll sell it. Which I think is quite funny that people will do that pretty much every day, and it has been happening consistently. So prices right now are high, but can they go further up? For sure. They definitely 100% can. We're not getting much daily SBC packs right now. We should see UCL the next day or two. That would be the next big supply of cards. But yeah, there's definitely still room to go. It's just a matter of how much you want to bank on that really good content coming and then guessing at what rating that may be.
And maybe also one advice here, like let's say maybe an amateur advice, guys, how I'm doing with these fodders and what I was doing also in previous years. So if the SBC comes, just stay stay on, stay live on your web app or on console at 6 p.m. UK time, and check if the, let's say, if the big SBCs are there, like if it,
exactly.
if like the base icon SBC repeatable one comes up, just go at that moment and buy the cards and not do it before. If you buy them, if you buy the cards right over there, it's a good moment. You can still find some very good prices in the first minute or 2 or 3 minutes.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. the prices will go very, very high later.
Exactly. And the reason these still have quite a bit of room, guys, too, even more than last year, is there's actually less SBC fodder, specifically like 88 plus. As you see, it's a really small list of cards you're going to use here for 88s that are SBC mm-hmm. fodder. And literally there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 89s only. So if an SBC comes that's like really desirable, let's imagine it is just for fun, a Neymar that requires a bunch of 88 and 89 rated squads. There's just not very many, right? There's not many to choose from. Everyone's going to use a lot of these cards you're seeing on the page. And that's going to make them rise in price for sure if they have completion. There's only 190, which is Ter Stegen. Allison's getting pretty close to SBC fodder range, and he might be too. If you see something really good, that might even rise. But Ter Stegen's the cheapest. Oblak and Lewandowski are usable for 91s. Of course, Oblak would be the preferred choice because he's quite a bit cheaper still than Lua.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just there's just not that many. So if you see a high-rated squad, they really should go up because of the limited options. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's a very good advice. And I was just seeing that 90 and 91s are quite rare, especially yep. because only like four players are at that rating and fodder.
Exactly.
So those should really go very up in price. And I was checking previous SBCs. You can check on FootBin like the cheapest solutions for like high rated SBCs, and you can see that almost everybody is using either Ter Stegen, either an 89 rated. So definitely people will go first for this kind of very, very high rated to combine them with lower rated SBC fodder.
Definitely. Yep. And that's how it ends up being the cheapest right now, like Florian said. Because some of these lower guys, like the 84s, these are actually still relatively cheap. Like 84s for 4K, that's not expensive at all. And 83s are obviously still cheap. So typically the cheapest way to make those top squads at 87, 88 is just to get a handful of them, like 5, 88 to 90 players, and then using like 83s and 84s for the rest. It does come out quite a bit cheaper that way. For those that use FootBin solutions, you can actually see that. And this is something I recommend doing if you guys are interested in learning. You can literally see how people are making SBC solutions, and it should give you an idea of what's going to rise in for when. So I know Kadira, because I've looked at this myself, I know Kadira mm-hmm. has an 86 rated squad, and I like to click on it sometimes, and I just do it every few days or a couple times if I just want to see something. And you know, I click on the top squad. This is an 86 rating. Obviously, it has a little bit higher chem, but I click on it, and then I just see what's being used. So, as you see, you have an 88, a few 87s, and then a lot of 85s and 84s. So, it just gives you perspective. So, whenever I see a squad rating, I kind of think you're going to see a handful of cards above the rating, and then quite a few below the rating. That's kind of what I have come to the conclusion of.
Yeah, definitely, and it will be very interesting to see if like a big SBC comes up, how fast the SBC fodders get extinct beyond some high ratings, like beyond 89, 90. If those, because I believe those players like Ter Stegen, like Handanovic, don't have a very high price range, so definitely if there is like a very desired SBC that everybody will do at least one, as you asked me if I'm gonna do one, definitely people are going to use them. Maybe mm-hmm. they've increased no, for him I don't think they increased. Maybe they increased it from 50 to 60k,
but yeah, it would have been a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would, if guys, if something super desirable came or high in demand came, he would definitely max out. That's not a huge 90s aren't packed all that much, guys. He's pretty rare on the market. Like, there's just not going to be that many pages. So you're right, Florian. He would go extinct at 60K for sure. Who knows how long they would take to update these kind of things. But yeah, he would probably go extinct if something really desirable came.
And for today, I only have one topic for you, Jake, and it's the topic I think we didn't touched lately. It's regarding Thursday flips, let's call them like that. I know that people were investing usually on Tuesday, Wednesday, or even at Squad Battles Rewards for Thursday flips. How is it working lately? And if there is still room to make some coins during this rewards day.
Yeah, I definitely think there's still some room. I think the profits are going to be smaller. Like, I wouldn't expect to make much more than 5% after tax on anything. Usually the market actually does really well on Mondays because people get their pre-order packs and then they get squad battle rewards, which I know not everyone plays squad battles, and oftentimes it pertains to objectives, like how much people will play it. But yeah, the market's not doing great today. It's basically the same price as last night, and usually you would see a pickup by now. So to me, what it's showing is people are fearful of good SBCs this week, and they're fearful of Black Friday. And I wouldn't expect the market to do super well on Thursday because everyone is would be under the mentality of, okay, I'll buy Wednesday or I'll buy Tuesday, and then I will be selling before Friday because they're so scared of the Black Friday event. So it doesn't leave a whole lot of room or time for cards to actually naturally rise when people are like, oh, I gotta sell now. So I honestly probably will, even for my Discord and myself, I'll probably shout super duper limited things this week because I just don't think it's worth that risk. I think there's tons to do on Black Friday itself. There's lightning rounds all the time. Like we talked about, they'll probably have a best of team of the week. There's going to be so much to do that I think it'd be more important to be liquid at that time and not risk holding a lot into it.
And maybe last question from my side, because I get this very often. I believe you're doing it, you're getting it also. So for Black Friday, people wanna buy like a certain player in a like high price, let's say an Mbappe or a Neymar for their team. And there is never an easy answer to this, but do you think they should wait for Friday, or would you still buy it now? How are you feeling it for this, let's say, premium gold cards?
Yeah, for the really top tier elite guys, I think you either have to buy before the event starts or the first hour or two into it. I think that's kind of the window you have because just like we talk about, guys, when a big promo comes or a lot of packs come, and this will be unlike anything we've seen this year. This will be hundreds of thousands of 100K packs, literally. And that's going to bring a huge amount of coins onto the market. Sure, you won't pack maybe some super good stuff, but people are going to open 5 of them per person or whatever it may be. Some people might open 10 or 20, something crazy. But they definitely will sell them out because they do every year. And then people will look to upgrade their teams. And there's not going to be all that many Neymars pack compared to the amount of coins people are going to get. So when people are looking to upgrade, a lot of them are looking at the same cards. I think of the big three here, Ronaldo, Mbappe, Neymar. And there's just not going to be enough of them packed to go around. So they'll naturally lift in price usually as people get coin inflation, as people get more coins in their account. And sometimes it takes a few hours. It depends how people list things. Sometimes people that don't care much will just list for open bid for an hour and then come back to coins. Other times people will list at minimum price. But that's why you just have that small duration of packs being open, and then you'll start to see the market rise. And that will be the same on, you don't even have to look at Neymar, Ronaldo, Mbappe. That will be the same even on cards like Varane. He's super duper desirable. He's going to be in so many teams. He's pretty expensive. So I would totally expect him to rise after those first few hours. He might even see a slight dip then, same with Van Dijk, but then rise afterwards.
Thanks a lot, Jake. From my side, these were all, let's say, the questions preparing for this week of pouring with pack openings and with FIFA points, FIFA coins all over the place in the market. I don't know if you want to add something else.
No, I think that's it, guys. And then one thing I do want to give you, just leave you with a tip on Black Friday, and this is for literally any budget. I would highly recommend this on pretty much all budgets, is every hour on the hour, so 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 UK, sometimes it's even 9 UK, EA drops lightning rounds. And what that is it's a select number of packs that they're trying to sell out within that hour. So maybe it's 50,000 50K packs, for example, or then 150,000 100K packs. But what happens, guys, and like I described, is people open those packs and they list a ton of cards for minimum price because they're lazy, they don't know what they sell at. They just want to get through them and open more before they sell out. So if you want to make super duper easy coins on Black Friday, every single like hour mark or about 5 to 10 minutes after, start bidding and start bidding on literally anything. This can be gold cards that cost 100K. You might be able to win some of those at 80K. This could be gold cards that cost 17K and you might be able to win some of them at 10K. And I know it sounds crazy, but because there's such a huge amount of packs being opened at once, it seriously happens where people just cannot keep up on every card. A lot of people will get bidding glitches and lag out or whatever it may be. And you'll see some cards going at like 50% of their value or even less. So if you want to make super duper easy coins on Black Friday, that's what I would recommend.
So guys, I think for today you got everything that you needed to know regarding Black Friday. It's always good to be live during the event, during not the event, during the hours of when EA is releasing things. So that's a big plus for everyone who's trading or who's preparing their clubs. Thanks for watching. You can listen this also on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. Stay safe until next time, guys.
Later, guys.